Oh, they're good.
Oh, view photos.
Oh. What are you doing?
You started it.
Yeah,
you I didn't do anything.
You click capture. It came up. Hunter has started.
So now we're
capture.
Taking pictures.
Why are you taking pictures?
Because you started.
Because you start. It said Hunter opened capture. Like it was you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Does this mean we're ready to start broadcasting?
I guess so.
Okay. Welcome to episode 33 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey, I live inside of a submarine, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter, I am the audio engineer, and I am your worst enemy.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian editor, and I once took a trip to Guam.
How was it?
Was it Guam-y?
It was Guam-tastic.
Good.
Was it Guam-tacular?
It was Guam-erific.
Wow. Good. It's impressive.
Was it Guam-derful? All
right, it's getting ridiculous.
Was it Guam-diculous?
I was thoroughly Guam-ed.
Guam-ed to the extreme.
Yes.
Just got Guam'd the Guam out of you.
You just got Guam'd.
Guam'd. I like it. That's good. That's a good cold coffee. So, Hunter, why are you my worst enemy? Like, why you gotta be like that?
Well, apparently I'm supposed to murder you tonight.
Wow.
Well, that's right.
So
You might do that. Just fair warning.
Not too sure how that's gonna work, but
Yeah. I'm sure you'll find a way. You're a smart guy.
What shirt are you wearing?
Oh, you know I'm wearing the One More Castle shirt.
That's right.
Although it looks like it appears backward on the webcam. That's really funny. So it's not One More Castle. It's Eram Eltzak 1.
It's actually showing up right for us.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
It's just me that it's not?
It's just
on
you.
My screen, it's Eram Eltzak.
Oh, no. Awesome. I can see it perfectly.
Okay, never mind. I'll just shut my big mouth about the t-shirt and keep showing it off when I can.
Yeah, see, I was going to wear mine, but I opted for zombies instead. So.
Hey, that's legitimate and relatable and relevant. How about you, Jason? Did you bother wearing the right attire for tonight?
Got like an airplane on it or something?
Wow.
I
see.
Wow.
Okay, that's... There are, yeah.
Exciting.
There are a lot
Thank
of
you.
Video games with
airplanes
in them.
I'm... Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Yes. So, sorry for you audio-only listeners, but you're missing out on the video portion. I guess you'll
we
have
still
to do both.
We still do that?
Yeah, right? We're going to still... Try to appease everybody.
Crazy.
Oh,
just
well.
Crazy.
The video people miss out on the interlude artist, so.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That is true.
Yeah. That makes it totally fair. You either get great music or see our faces. It's up to you.
I go for great music. That's my vote.
Cool. I'm going to vote for Jason's face and Hunter's music.
Wow.
Huh. I don't know how to take that. I don't know if that's...
I'm a fan of your voice and your band, and we got a good... It's my, I'm sticking
But you don't
it.
Like the... You don't like this? This
I like
isn't
the
good?
Face. It's a nice face.
But too hairy? Too hairy
no, I like hair. Hair's good.
All right,
to
this
an
is
extent.
Getting... This is we're treading on waters I don't want to be on.
Have you guys played any old video games lately?
Hey, let's talk about that. Hey. I've played old video games.
What'd you play?
What have you played?
So, I had my Sega Master System hooked up to play the glory that is Gangster Town. If you haven't already voted for it, you should. And I have a copy of Shinobi.
Nice.
Which is the Sega Master System?
probably the superior version.
Yes, it is, because it's the closest to the arcade. And a neat little story behind that. The first time I played Shinobi in the arcade was my brother was in karate. Well, I ended up being in karate later. But so at the dojo, or whatever you want to call it, they had a stand-up arcade, and it had two games. It was one of the switchers. So one of the games was Shinobi, and the other one was Wonder Boy. And I remember playing Shinobi the most and getting to the boss and not being able to beat him. And then I was like 7, maybe 8, and didn't think anything of it. Ended up getting the NES cart, which is terrible. It's awful.
It's just like Rolling Thunder. It's average. I'm just saying.
Anyway.
It's a very close comparison, those two.
Very close.
Sega games.
But anyway. So I made it to... So I'm playing the Shinobi. And I made it farther than I've ever made, and I don't know, it's a... You guys.
What?
It's just,
what?
You guys
nothing's,
are the worst.
Nothing's going on.
You guys are the worst.
No, we're the best.
For Art of Fighting. I've also been playing Art of Fighting.
Good.
But I'm done.
For those listening to the audio only, on Google Hangouts, which is what we use to record the video version... There are effects that you can actually, using like face tracking, you can put like a mask or a helmet or various glasses or other accessories on your face, and me and Jason were doing that while Hunter was talking. That's why he's annoyed.
Sorry, Hunter.
I'm going to go scuba for a while, though. It's a good one.
Scuba's good.
Yeah.
What about you, Jason?
I've been playing a lot.
Fantastic. Bailey?
I've been playing Ghosts and Goblins.
That's a good one.
And by playing, I mean dying, because even with a little practice, I've not gotten much better at it. I'm pretty bad. It's a tough game. It's a very hard game.
I don't think I've ever beaten the first level.
I think I did once back in the day, but I have not yet this week. I honestly keep getting stuck at the first, the gargoyle, the red gargoyle.
Yeah,
that guy
the
is
worst.
He's
absolute
turd.
Worst.
I want to bury him up to the neck in my backyard and run him over with a lawnmower.
Just bought one.
Yep. That would be nice, but no dice. I mean, you have to hit him 4 or 5 times, and he swoops down, and he has projectile attacks, and he's too far away, and he moves quickly, and it's obnoxious.
All right, Jason, round two.
All right, I've been playing more Duke Nukem 3D.
Nice.
I'm trying to go through the entire game, so I just beat episode 2. You just play crickets? Did you really just play crickets?
Maybe.
You son of a...
But are you using any cheat codes?
Nope.
Really?
No.
That's hardcore, man.
I guess.
Well, I mean, just thinking back in the day... Like,
oh, yeah.
It was almost impossible. Like, if I wasn't IDDQD and, you know, it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's a tough game. I die a lot, but just reload every time. But no, it's been pretty good. It's a good good update they have on Steam, because it comes with all the expansion packs as well.
Cool.
So
yeah, I think that's the one that I got.
Yeah, I'll be playing through those after I beat the main game.
What's your weapon of choice?
I generally like the shotgun or the... Oh, I forget what it's called. It's like the triple barrel machine gun.
Of course.
Triple barrel machine gun.
Triple barrel machine gun.
Wow. Well, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah, you know.
When you absolutely, positively must cut down everything in the room, grab the triple barrel machine gun.
It's the only way.
Is there any other cool things in Duke Nukem, like in the later levels, where you can throw money at women and they flash you?
There's some statues. If you go up to them, they'll flash you.
Nothing. That's kind of weird.
The second episode's in space.
Well, that doesn't... That's not going to work. Yeah, it's got to be in space. You know, Jason X, Dracula 3000. If it doesn't take place in space, then
he's
got no place to go.
It's great, because you start in L.A., go to space, and then decide, you know what, I'm going to come back to L.A.
Wow.
Back to LA.
Anyway.
Are you using the,
Is it the one that came with the HD high dense or whatever it is pack that boosts all the graphics, all the textures? The texture pack.
I don't think it actually came with the texture pack.
Oh.
For some reason.
Everything in the world should come with a texture pack.
This one is textureless. you're just playying with wireframe models.
Wow.
Yeah.
ASCII code?
Yeah, it's just ASCII code. It's kind of like being in the Matrix.
Did you get in on the Gmod Kickstarter?
There's a Gmod Kickstarter?
What? Wait.
Gmod need a Kickstarter?
Why do I know something PC related that Jason doesn't? That's what's scary.
Because you're a nerd?
Oh, yeah. but...
What? Oh, it's a mod installer?
Well, it's basically a mod to end all mods. Like, you can throw any game... Apparently, you can throw any game into it and change anything. And it's all supposed to be real easy, plug and play.
Really?
Move this. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you didn't know about it. That is crazy.
Huh, I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah, get me in on that action. I want to know about this.
I think it's cool. I have my doubts that'll succeed simply based on the fact that Steam has their workshop set up now. So every game basically has a marketplace where people can upload mods for free.
Right.
But
it'd still be neat, though.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to...
Certainly an interesting premise.
I'm going to follow that. Remind me. Kickstarter.
It's absolutely terrible.
Wait, you don't like my mustache I added? I love it.
And monocle.
This is not a monocle moment.
Player one.
But speaking of moments, you guys ready to tackle the listener email discussion question?
I'm so ready.
Was that a smooth segue? You guys like that?
Smooth.
It goes like this. Yo guys, Prime here from the Down 2 For It X podcast. I'm new to the show, started listening since you guys joined Retroids. Congratulations, by the way. Anyways, I don't really know what I can or am allowed to suggest. That and I haven't heard all your episodes, so I don't know what's already been asked. Quite the conundrum. So I'll suggest a couple of topics and just choose one that hasn't been suggested. If both have, then screw it. Fight to the death. Number one, discuss your favorite fighting/beat-em-up game characters and maybe even do a bracket to see who'd win in a fight. Or, and editor's note, I'm going to skip number two and explain why very soon. Anyway, thanks for the weekly entertainment. I'll probably listen through your back catalog of episodes while I'm waiting on your new episodes. See you guys on Retroids and have a good week. Prime.
Yay, Retroids.
Yeah, that was cool. Thanks for checking us out on Retroids. I appreciate that. That's really cool to hear from you. And I actually didn't read number two because both of yours were pretty darn good questions. So I think we're going to do number one this week and then we can do number two next week. So, yeah.
So do you guys want to separate it to in like what's the best character for a beat 'em up and what's the best character for a fighting game? Or do you want to do like an overall?
I think we can each pick one for each. Yeah, that I'm down for that.
Okay.
I feel bad though. I should check out this Down 2 For It X podcast. I better go see what that's all about sometime.
It's not bad.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I mean, it's not a one more podcast, whole bit.
Nothing is. Yeah, let's face it. For better or for worse.
What are you gonna do?
Or for weird.
All right, so I'll go first.
All right.
Fighting game, Ken. From Street Fighter 2.
Wasn't it beat-em-up?
Both.
Oh, well then, I'm sorry.
Were you even paying attention when I was explaining should we separate them?
Which beat-em-up game are you taking Ken from?
No, fighting game or beat-em-up.
Oh, okay, we're not
separating. See, when you said separating them, I thought you meant separating the character and then separate for the bracket.
If you guys would quit screwing around with all this stuff.
I like how we took that three different interpretations.
Wow. All right, so we're naming our favorite fighting game character and our favorite beat-em-up character.
That's what I thought we were doing. Hunter is just naming one character.
No, I wasn't done.
Oh.
I cut him off.
Okay,
I'm a dick.
Go for it. Hunter, go ahead. Go, just do it.
Okay. Ken, Street Fighter 2, Haggard, Final Fight. Hands down.
Yeet. Solid choices, if a little predictable.
What?
Never mind. Nothing. What?
Really? Predictable? Really? How is that predictable?
I, Ken, he's your standard guy, and everyone loves Hagar, and that's just how it goes.
How could you not like Hagar?
Exactly. Could you not? That's my point.
He is the mayor of Metro City, and he's going to go and take on the gangs.
Yes.
That's, I mean, come on.
Like, you're literally walk out into the street and take him on himself. He's the best mayor of all time.
And Ken is like the, I mean, everybody goes for Ryu because, oh, it's Ryu. He's on the box and blah, blah, blah. You know? But Ken's
like
got style,
though.
Man.
Yeah, I know. I hate Ken and Ryu.
What?
Yeah, suck.
I feel like everyone picks Ken. I feel like it's the hipster thing to do. Like, they don't pick Ryu, so they pick Ken. I feel like Ken's the most popular fighting game character of all time. I could be wrong, but.
Well, see, now this is going to be a little different because they didn't really start changing things until Super Street Fighter 2 in terms of both characters. But with Ken, the uppercut is different than Ryu. And Ryu has more of the... they changed his fireball, so he's got a more powerful fireball. But his uppercut, when Ken does his uppercut, he gets that dragon of flame through him.
Okay.
So...
A worthy distinction. Thanks for elaborating. Yeah. I'll shut my big, stupid, jerky mouth.
No, it's fine. It's, you know... What do you guys think?
Yeah, Jason.
Oh, I'm going to say my favorite beat-em-up character. Keep in mind, I haven't played a ton of beat-em-ups.
All right.
It's the main character from Vigilante.
Oh.
Vigilante.
Vigilante. It came out on the TurboGrafx and I believe the Sega Genesis.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
No, never came out for the Sega Genesis.
I'm sure.
You sure?
Oh, sorry. Sega. Yep. Sega Game Gear. Sega Master System. It's on the virtual console
things,
as well.
Jason. Those are very different things, Jason. Just so you know.
I know.
Retro game acknowledging you right now.
Whatever. And then my favorite fighting character is probably Kuma. That's the bear from Tekken.
Oh.
Okay. Really? I was actually hoping that you would pick the Daytona USA car. That's kind of... I was really hoping for it, but
I know. I know it's wrong, but how wrong is it that he says the bear, and I'm thinking, because he's Canadian, how wrong is that? Is that really wrong? Or just
No, it's pretty accurate.
No, it'd be wrong if it was like a Mountie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No? You don't think so?
Cool.
If I had to stick to Street Fighter, I'd choose Vega.
Ooh.
See, Vega used to be my go-to back in the day when I first started playing Street Fighter, but he's too bouncy.
That's what I love about him.
Yeah, he's got too many holes in his in his technique. Like, I don't know.
Well, I'll go ahead and say if we're doing Street Fighter, I'm a Blanka guy because he's so bouncy and annoying. Mm. Like, he has no projectile. He's always in your business. He's not even a top tier character or even close. But favorite fighting game character? Got to be the Nintendo fanboy here. I like the Super Smash Brothers series. Uh-huh. I actually am a NES player.
Really?
In which version? I know everyone.
All of them?
The first one and Melee. And Brawl, I prefer Lucas, but I'll throw Ness out there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I know he's bouncy and slow, but I've gotten so accustomed to using him, I can occasionally pull out a victory and surprise people. Or I'll just pull out Sheik if I need to be a little cheap instead.
See, I always went for Peach in Melee.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
It's the golf club. It's very satisfying.
Probably, yeah.
Whack.
The golf club.
The golf club. And now for my beat-em-up choice, you guys can make fun of my mainstreamness because I'm Billy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
He's
not Bimmy? You wouldn't
not
play
Bimmy.
You wouldn't play Bimmy?
No. Not Bimmy. Billy. Like a goat.
Right.
That's how you can... tell the difference.
Right. He's blue, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Billy Lee is the blue one.
Right.
the blue guy walking down the street, murdering every single human being he comes across.
Now, is that really strictly weird. Because he's always the player one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. I don't know Jimmy as well. He's like a stranger to me.
See, I do. Because, like, when we were growing up, my brother's older than me. He's 3 years older than me. So he was always player one, no matter what we were playing. So I was always Luigi. I was always Jimmy.
Oop. Oh, way to go.
But, yeah.
Are you guys familiar with Yahtzee Croshaw's Zero Punctuation series?
Yeah.
No.
He's a talented, popular video reviewer. He does these really... It's called Zero Punctuation, I believe, just because he talks quickly and he's funny and there's animation while he does his vocal review. He recently reviewed the new 3DS title, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. And this is related to what we were just talking about, I promise. But he mentions, it's interesting to me, I didn't think about this, but he says Nintendo is afraid to take any risks with Mario. Like, Mario has a one-dimensional cardboard personality. He does his Super Mario Brothers games. That's Mario, you know. Here we go! You know, that's Mario. But Luigi, actually, because he's the second player, because he's the brother that they're willing to throw out there and take more risks with, he has more of a personality. I thought it was an interesting contention that he makes. And he says, specifically in Dark Moon, he shows a lot of different emotions, and he has these different motivations. And yeah, that's... what he said anyway. So Nintendo character critique for you.
If I had a 3DS, I'd be interested to pick that game up simply based on that.
Cool. Yeah, he recommends it, so
nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting one when Link to the Past 2 comes out. Like, hands down, I don't care if it's crap, I don't care if it's the worst thing ever made, I am buying it. Buying it.
What are you thinking, Jason? What's going on?
Given Nintendo's current position, of not doing that great financially, it seems like a really desperate move in my mind to go back 20, 30 years
20
and go, okay, we're going to make a sequel. Let's slap A Link to the Past 2 on this. And yes, Link to the Past was a fantastic game, one of the best of all time. I just fear it will never live up to what that original game was.
I will agree with you there.
But... and they're simply just throwing the name on because they know it'll sell some copies.
Well, what's wrong with that? Like, they do that with lots of things.
Sounds smart to me.
This isn't something new to them. I mean, look at Super Mario Brothers 2. You want to talk about slapping Mario on something so it sells copies? I mean...
oh, I understand that, but the Zelda series has traditionally just...
It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been awesome, but it's also been willing to... take risks by reinventing kind of the mythos every time.
True.
Like Ocarina of the Time and Majora's Mask are very different than the Super Nintendo games, and Wind Waker was a step in a completely different direction. Yep. And
Link's Awakening.
Yeah, but you could argue Zelda the reason 2. Why they're different is because of technology and hardware.
Zelda 3.
No.
Sorry. Zelda 3. Just mumbling. Bing. Definitely different thematically, but it did deserve some of the criticism it got in terms of still being so linear. And I mean, you go to this place, you help the townspeople out, you go to the dungeon, you get the item that can access this new place. I wrote That's a review of Skyward Sword. Yeah, exactly. I think it's still a great game. I think, I mean, you get what you pay for, you know what you're expecting.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fantastic game. Thematically, though, very different from Twilight Princess.
But did it feel like it was like the controls were practically the same and the look was practically the same, like it was running on the same engine?
Yes and no, because, I mean, Twilight Princess, when you play on GameCube, it's different than playing Skyward Sword with motion controls. I mean, you spend a lot of time flying, and that's, I mean, you're literally like flapping with the controller and... kind of silly, but
a little bit.
And in terms of the visuals, I know Twilight Princess, I suppose it's a little bit obvious, it's a little darker. Skyward Sword, they took the strategy of knowing that the Wii is not high definition, so they kind of went really colorful, and they had like these pastel watercolor sky backgrounds and things. It's a very different feel. But you're still rolling. You're still automatically jumping at ledges. You're still using a hookshot equivalent. Yeah. You're still...
Well, what I'm thinking is like, you know, Zelda is not like Zelda 2. You know, Zelda right. 2 is not like Link to the Past. Link to the Past is not like Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time is not like Wind Waker. Wind Waker, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have been reinventing themselves every time, but it seems right. like, just from what I've read, because I haven't played Skyward Sword yet, is that Twilight Princess seems a lot to be like Skyward Sword, more likely than the other iterations.
I will say that whereas Twilight Princess felt like a natural evolution from Ocarina of Time, you can say the same for Skyward from Twilight Princess. Rather than a radical new yeah. big paradigm shift, it is a more of an add-on to it rather than a drastic shift. I'll say that.
Well, maybe this is sense. What they need then, by taking Zelda to a brand new platform like the 3DS to reinvent mm-hmm. the series. You know, even if the game's crap, if it's able to catapult Link and the Zelda series into something that it's supposed to be, then I'm going to give them my money in hopes that they do that.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You suck, Lamb.
No, no. The new Zelda's possibly going to suck. Probably not, but there's a chance.
Well, I mean, can you really have a bad Zelda game? I mean,
Zelda
honestly.
2.
Jason, just because you suck at a game doesn't make the game bad.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's not true.
How about those CDI ones?
I've never played them. I honestly don't think they can't be as bad as what people are saying.
The animated cutscenes alone from Legend of the Game alone
genius.
Make it, wow.
They can't be any worse than the cartoon.
You know, I actually have heard pretty bad things about Phantom Hourglass. I haven't played
it. See, I liked Phantom Hourglass. I thought it was a fun game.
Is it super repetitive? Because that's what I heard. Or is that a different Zelda game that I'm confusing?
Is it... Wind Waker got criticism for being repetitive, simply from the fishing?
Yeah, but see, Wind Waker, the classic contention is, like, there's open world exploration, so you spend a lot of time sailing.
Yeah.
Which some people hate. I thought it was kind of cool myself. I felt like it's much more open-ended than most Zelda games.
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, you know one of the reasons why they did the whole sailing thing, right? So there wasn't there wasn't any loading screens?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Good on you, Nintendo.
Yeah, because the way that the GameCube was designed, it was to be constantly spinning the disc.
Yeah,
so you could take advantage of... It's like Metroid Prime, like the really long scenes where she's coming down through the elevators.
Yeah.
That's to stop the... So it doesn't make it look like there's a loading screen, because at that time, with the PlayStation and the Sega Saturn and all the other disc-based consoles at the time, there was, you know... 30 to 60 second long loading screens, and that was like the
back
huge
then. It was like, what is this? Oh
yeah. Well, and then the whole thing with going to the mini discs was because it was just it worked better to keep that spinning than a standard. Yeah. I love the GameCube.
Yeah, GameCube is great.
Man,
I love it.
I don't know what's up with this question, but we just ended up with like two or three more discussion questions we can have someday. Zelda series, the legacy of the GameCube. We got to start taking notes, guys. But if you're ready for a break, how about some music?
Sounds good.
Music interlude? Let's do it.
No, like real music.
back. That was Cracktro by 8-Bit Night, a juicy little chiptune treat for you. You can download it on the podcast page if you like it, or even if you don't. But now we know what time it is. It's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those who don't know, this is the part of the show where each of us chooses a retro game secretly, and then we have 1 minute to introduce it, and then basically we argue about who picked the best game. But the catch is that you, the listeners, get to vote for your favorite of the three on the podcast page, so hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. And 2 episodes ago... this was episode 31, when Norman Caruso, former 1MC contributor and gaming historian, guest starred in Hunter's Place. Guess who won?
Norm.
Was it Caruso?
Yeah.
Ah.
Dr. Mario was his pick. It beat out Tony Hawk Pro Skater and
Bob.
Yeah. Our guests are undefeated. Every time we have a guest on here,
I think
they
it's
win.
Because our listeners feel sorry for him that they have to deal with you two. Wait, that's not true. Did Andrew win?
I don't think so. Ooh, that would be really funny if he didn't, if he's the only guest who lost.
I don't think he did. Didn't he pick a Choose Your Own Adventure game?
Yeah, it was for the Halloween episode.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah. But I will say we got a lot of votes 2 episodes ago. Maybe Norm brought his own fans on board or whatever, but it was a good voting week, so I encourage everyone out there, vote on the podcast page in the poll. That's what it's there for, so do it. Hit the button. And we usually have a theme now for the Retro Showdown. Do you guys remember what the theme is for tonight?
Punctuation?
Yeah.
Yeah. The game has to have some sort of punctuation in the title. So an apostrophe, a question mark, a colon, exclamation point, whatever. It has to have an exclamation or a punctuation mark, I should say. Some kind of punctuation somewhere in there, at least one. I think I'm ready when you guys are. Jason, you want to give me 1 minute on the clock?
I'll give you a minute on the clock. Are you ready?
Sure.
You may begin.
All right. Tonight, I was reaching back. I actually had to double check, make sure there's punctuation in the title, but there is a colon. This game was on the Super Nintendo, which is Nintendo's successor to the Nintendo Entertainment System, was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. It's a top-down fantasy adventure by the name of Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. It's kind of a generic plot, you know, you rescue a princess, but there's some plot twists along the way. Otherwise, you're gathering items, traveling in an overworld, defeating enemies, exploring huge dungeons. It's a pretty good game. I had a lot of fun with it, growing up with it. So, yeah, that's my pick. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
All right.
He's so tired of losing.
No, it's great. I've got a backup plan.
Well, see, I took a dive this week.
All right. Would you like to start defending your dive?
I would like to start with my dive.
You may begin.
All right. My pick for this week's Retro Showdown is the beloved children's icon, Waldo, from Where's Waldo for the NES. Released in 1991 by THQ, you journey through many different areas to search for Waldo. Second only to the back of a Highlights magazine, it is up to you to find Waldo in a crowded area with an allotted amount of time and get Waldo to the moon. There is a practice mode where there is no time limit, so you can sharpen your Where's Waldo skills. To beat the game, you must search for Waldo, then pass a slot machine by selecting 3 Waldo pictures. Where's Waldo for the NES?
You did take a dive.
I did.
I almost picked Where's Waldo. I was this close.
Okay, remember how we started off this broadcast, me saying I have a backup in case you bring something crazy?
I remember. Remember when I said on Twitter that you two might murder me tonight? That was why.
Well,
just so you know.
My original backup was Ocarina of Time.
No, uh-oh, nice.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going somewhere else.
Ooh, all right.
All right, I guess I'll begin. My choice for this week is the Super Nintendo game, released in 1993, Super Mario All-Stars, collecting enhanced remakes of Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers The Lost Levels, Super Mario Brothers 2, and Super Mario Brothers 3. This compilation pack was basically the definitive Mario collection for your platforming needs. That's Super Mario All-Stars for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I feel bad because Where's Waldo is just going to kick our butts this week. I mean, why should we even bother?
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, there's a question mark in the title. I can't beat a question mark. That's the best
I just got a
punctuation
dash.
Mark ever.
Yeah, but see, you could beat a question mark with an exclamation point, but I already brought Trog once, so.
That's true.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I just have a colon, literally.
And figuratively.
And figuratively. And literally again. Yeah, it's an okay game. I mean, it's a hack and slash kind of sword magic using game, you know. Stars this guy named Link. He wears green, so I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like it. Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
I like it enough to have him tattooed on my shoulder blade.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't like him as much as you.
No. You really don't.
Clearly picked the wrong game this week.
What are you talking about? Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo? Where is he?
That's a great game.
He's iconic. More people know who Waldo is than Mario.
Did you know
Link?
That Waldo
on.
Is only called Waldo in North America?
Where is he ever? What?
He's where's what is it's, he? His name's Wally everywhere else.
Why did they change it for?
Because
North America?
Americans are dumb, and so are Canadians. We're a dumb continent.
We why are a dumb continent.
Why is the name Waldo more marketable to dumb people than
Wally? I don't
know.
Apparently, Wally would just confuse us.
Okay, so Hunter has picked the best game with the most recognizable mascot and the most intellectual game. I don't know what I can say to beat that. Legend of Zelda Link to the Past has a couple huge, mind-blowing plot twists. I'm not going to reveal them here.
Plot twists?
Yeah, there's a couple parts. If you don't know about them going into it, it's like, whoa! A whole alternate dimension kind of thing going on.
That's a plot twist?
That's not a plot twist.
Fine, whatever, guys.
I'm curious. Okay, what else?
Yeah, what other plot twists happen? Because I've never actually beaten the game. I've never actually played it more than half an hour.
Okay, I was grabbing at straws to describe things as plot twists. Clearly, I was mistaken. There's not actually plot twists. The game.
No,
if you really believe
that there's plot twists in the game, I would like to hear what those plot twists are.
I don't. It's a silly game. I should never say anything. It's a dumb game.
I'm confused.
I would like to point out that Joshua Caleb also doesn't recall Link to the Past having plot twists, and he's commenting on this broadcast right now.
Well, good for Joshua.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I don't like the game.
Link to the Past?
How could you not like the game?
You know what? The only Zelda game I've ever beaten is Wind Waker, because it's the only one that managed to catch my attention long enough.
Jason, you have the floor and you have the table. Please, give us the full
and I just flipped the table.
Of your critique. Nice. So, why not, though? Like, what? Is there anything particular about Link to the Past that grinds your gear, so to speak?
Can you put the table back first?
No. It's staying where it is.
Okay.
Deal with it. Get backlighting.
I had things on that table. Don't you do backlighting?
It's a backlighting.
Come on. Nobody wants to see me, okay?
But we... I just found it repetitive that just I here I'll put it this way. The first half hour of the game where going through the first dungeon, nothing grabbed me. Nothing made me go, oh, I really want to see where the story's going.
You're criticizing Legend of Zelda,
yeah,
A Link to the Past, for being repetitive, and you brought Super Mario All-Stars and Hunter brought Where's Waldo.
Yeah, I did not say the criticism was only for Legend of Zelda.
Okay, great.
But it certainly stands.
Wow. I was like, that's a little hypocritical, but whatever.
Anywho.
Oh, so, Super Mario World.
Super Mario All-Stars, again, Nintendo cashing in on games they've already released, just regurgitating.
It's the Nintendo way.
Can I say this about Super Mario All-Stars, though? Or Hunter, were you done? Do you have more? Go ahead, Hunter. I'm sorry. I'm just eager.
I'm done.
Okay. Super Mario All-Stars, at least they upgraded the graphics of the old games, like made them 16-bit. But I feel right. that in doing that, they lose their original charm. Like, I do not like playing Super Mario Brothers on Super Mario All-Stars. If I want to play the original Super Mario Brothers, I got to play on NES. I got to play the original game. It's just...
But why? What's difference?
It's
really.
Iconic.
Mechanically,
it's the
sentiment.
Same. That's
no, see, I don't think
true.
It is. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
He plays like more. Mario plays more like Super Mario World than he does in the original Super Mario.
And they removed some of the glitches. I believe someone can fact check me on this, but like in the original Super Mario Brothers, every 16th pixel on a vertical surface can be glitched out to jump up it, and speedrunners use that trick to do these mind blowing things. And I don't think you can do that on the All Stars version. I think I'm gonna throw that out there.
I don't know. I've only ever played Super Mario All Stars on an emulator. Same with Link to the Past. Well, really,
it's kind of But I mean, you can understand. Do you know? Do you remember Star Wars Special Edition?
Yeah.
Really added computer generated stuff.
Yeah.
Even if you preferred it, you can probably understand how some people would like it less, right?
Oh, I understand that. But okay, they changed major aspects of the plot.
There's a difference.
Han shot first.
Well, does that make it better?
Yeah, it does. It establishes his character right from the offset.
That's your opinion.
Yes.
So, no, I'm just saying, like, not obviously, Super Mario All-Stars was a critical success.
Oh, yeah.
Sold tons of copies.
Yeah, millions. Billions.
Right.
It was a pack-in.
To me...
Right?
Yeah, it ended up being... Yeah, it ended up... Yeah. Well...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So the only new addition that so they updated the graphics and they took out some of the glitches, which is more of a hardware thing than any, you know, why wouldn't you if you've got the hardware there? I mean, I can understand Bailey your point, but realistically the only thing that Super Mario All-Stars brought to the table was the Japanese Super Mario Brothers 2. That was it.
Awesome.
If you really want to get really dorky about it, you could also say that they added the scrolling backgrounds and the more in-depth backgrounds in All-Stars. Playing Super Mario Brothers is a much different experience when you have those, like in certain worlds, you just had a blank black background. That gives the player a completely different feeling.
Yeah.
You could prefer it.
But really, the only thing that the game brought to the table was the fact that it had the other Super Mario Brothers 2 in it. That was released only in Japan.
And you could have save files, which is kind of neat, but ultimately kind of
nice.
Dumb,
those
too.
Those games are so short, though. Why do you need a save file? If you can't sit down in one setting.
It is kind of weird playing Super Mario Brothers for 5 minutes and saving at World 2, 3 or something. Yeah, kind of silly.
I mean, I can't say with Link to the Past, they completely changed the dynamic that is Legend of Zelda, you know? And with Where's Waldo, there's no other game like it on the NES.
Where's Waldo's the original. I mean, I'm a sequel and Jason's is a compilation. You're the only one who brought an original game.
Mind That's good.
Blown. Yeah, I don't...
That's good.
I'm trying
the
to,
game,
I'm
perhaps
trying to,
not.
I'm trying to figure out a strategy to beat Where's Waldo, and I just can't do it.
Yeah,
because you can't find Waldo to beat him.
I remember I loved the books as a kid. I mean, who didn't love Where's
Those
Waldo
Those are
books?
Great.
Yeah, childhood
Visual
icon.
Acuity. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Childhood icon.
Why did I bring
with the red stripes and the hats
clothing.
And there was a cartoon.
Yeah, the little poof on the hat. That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Legend of Zelda's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I liked it. Like I said, I liked it. I don't know if anyone else did. But
I did.
Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, I liked it.
A lot. Liked it a lot.
Jason didn't, though. That's strange.
I've never been able to get into it.
I'll tell you what, though. Going back now and watching videos on YouTube of people, you know, doing speed runs, I never realized It seems like there's a lot of them, a lot of the Zelda games in the series that are so broken when it comes to the game.
Oh, yeah. Like the Link's Awakening. Link's runs are insane.
Yeah, and then the Ocarina of Time, that one that just came
out. Oh, yeah.
Like a year ago. It's crazy how broke. Like, why is it so broken? It doesn't make any sense.
Do you think, though, that most games are probably a similar extent of brokenness, but Zelda is just a bigger target and they're bound to break
it? Yeah, I'm going to say it's a bigger target. There's a lot more people trying to break it.
Well, it's also
trying to go for those speed runs.
It's also a different style of game, you know, like a beat 'em up. You're going left to right, you know.
Yeah.
There's no how broken can you get in a beat 'em up, you know? Where this was more of an open world. Yeah, it's been done before, but not on this hardware.
Have you seen Battletoads videos? You can get pretty darn broken there too.
I have not.
I've never even understood speedruns.
What?
I don't get it. I don't have a want or need to rush through a game super quick.
That's just a competitive thing. I mean, it may not be for you, but the idea is just see you can humanly finish it the fastest.
Okay, so, well, here, Jason, I can suggest a video that is a speed run that will completely change your mind.
Okay.
So I want you to go on YouTube.
I'm on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep.
And in the search box, I want you to type in Family Feud NES.
Oh, yes.
Speed run.
So funny.
This is the best speed run ever. Hands down. I don't care what you think. It's hilarious. Well, hell, I don't know.
Let's get the team.
Speed runs.
Hold on.
Let me just get...
Okay. Sort by a view count. It's got one of 98,000 views.
Gonna save probably. That one. Hold on. It is the one that is labeled...
Okay. Jason, I'm putting it in the chat right now. Here you go.
All right, put
it
on the chat.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's the Super NES. It's the Super NES one.
Duh. Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've admitted Where's Waldo is the great game it is. You've shot down Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. But why did you pick Super Mario All-Stars? I want to hear you defend it.
Because it's lots of Mario.
Don't you hate lots of Mario?
I don't hate lots of Mario. Okay. My relationship with Mario and even Nintendo itself is very confused.
Oh, I
love it as a game, and I love Nintendo as a publisher. I just don't like them as a, we're going to do the exact same thing for 25 years.
And this is the game you brought, Super Mario All-Stars.
This is the game I brought. You know why? Going through university, when you're in really boring lectures... It's better to play Super Mario All-Stars on an emulator than pay attention. I have put hundreds
money
of
well
hours
spent, Jason. Money
into
well
Super
spent.
Super Mario All-Stars.
Wow.
Yeah, university. It's great.
Yep. Or college, as it's known in the States.
Right, college. There's a separation in Canada. We have college and university.
They're two words. I don't know what I'm going with.
In Canada, university is more going for the academic, theoretical things. So, let's say an engineering degree, computer science, humanities. Well, a college are your hands-on skills. So, plumbing, all the trades, radio, stuff like that.
Sounds like a waste of time.
In America, we devote lots of time and energy into ranking our colleges into a top 50 according to which ones are the best party schools.
Nice.
And
or sports teams.
Or sports teams. That's a huge... College athletics is like...
big. There are towns that are built around college football teams.
That's not an exaggeration. It's kind of sad.
It's not. So where's Waldo? Man,
Waldo?
I feel sorry for you guys.
What a game.
Yeah, I don't
see
how
it was developed by Bethesda?
Yeah.
Yeah!
THQ.
Yeah.
Wow, Bethesda. Yeah. They have certainly grown.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
Yeah, I mean, there were two Where's Waldo games on NES. I mean, Great Waldo Search? Whoa.
Yeah. And then there was one for the Super NES. Yeah, I don't think it came out on the Genesis. I could be wrong.
Unlike Risk, the game Risk came out on Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Risk. Did. You it's have true. Like an encyclopedic knowledge of board games that have been made into video games.
It's the worst.
I don't know why.
It's the worst.
Now that you mention it, I'm not sure either. You gotta do some soul searching on this. I'll be right back.
All right.
Jason, what is that? What are you holding up in front of the camera?
Mulder.
Mulder.
Oh, wow. What are you holding up there? Mulder.
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 Fox Mulder from the X-Files.
All right, I want to hold up something weird.
Oh, gosh. The hell is that?
Novelty beer bottle. It's very large.
Is that the novelty of it?
I sure hope so. It also doubles as a coin bank. Got it from a bowling alley at my bachelor party.
Oh.
Good times. Cool. Encyclopedia Brown. There's some retro literature for you.
There you go.
All right, closing arguments, guys. This is getting ridiculous. We're grabbing random objects to show the camera. Hunter, why should... I mean, obviously they should vote for your game. Your game, obvious. Obvious. Where's Waldo?
Obvious.
Where's Waldo is a childhood iconic character that has been a part of all of our lives. And to be remade into a beautiful video game for the NES, how can it not get your vote?
How can it not?
I ask you.
Jason, why should people vote for Super Mario All-Stars?
It was your first chance as a European or North American to place the Japanese lost levels, and Chewbacca says it's good.
Huh. Can you give me a Chewbacca roar, your best Chewbacca impression?
It's usually just offensive.
It's usually just offensive.
Do it! Do it!
No, I'm good.
No, do it!
You gotta do it now, man. You gotta do it now.
Yeah. Just give it a good old good college try at the same time.
A good college try?
Do it.
I don't wanna.
Oh, come on, Lamb.
Oh, right. You are so lame. Yes.
Alright.
Or we'll fire you like we fired Hunter.
Nice.
That was
very nice.
Pretty good.
That was dead on, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was, I totally didn't good. Just open up a YouTube tab and play that.
No, not at all.
No, of course not. Of course
you opened
not.
Your mouth and everything. I saw you.
That was good.
Very good.
How about me? What's my
closing
argument?
How are you going to defend Zelda, A Link to the Past?
Why should you vote for Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past? It's fun. Have you played it? I've played it, and I enjoyed it. I've heard some other people like it.
Nope.
We'll see in the poll, I guess. You should vote for it because Link wears green, and it's my favorite color. And because it's one of the most well-designed and epic gameplay experiences of all time, and still revered today as one of the very few gaming masterpieces ever assembled, withstanding any assault on its legacy in the pantheon as a whole.
That's a terrible argument.
Yeah.
Well, if you really want to see my thoughts on Where's Waldo, I reviewed it, and if I recall, it sucks. So there's my...
What?
There's my real opinion for you. Where's Waldo is such a bad game. I'm sorry, I can't hold it in any longer. The game is not even a video game. For a game,
how is it
based...
not even a video game?
It is a game. You shut your mouth. It's a game, okay? I said it. For a game based on visual acuity, the graphics are awful. I can't believe how bad the art is for a game that needs the art in order to succeed. I'm going to give some shout-outs. First to Retroids.com. Good to see people saying hi to us from there. Check it out. Join the discussion forums. We're posting there every week. I got some discussion questions going on. Thanks for the interlude artist. That's some good chiptune stuff. Check it out on the podcast page if you liked it. Download it. My Twitter shout-out this week is Reality Glitch. His name is James. He's a legitimate European retro gamer. Very knowledgeable, very cool guy. And it turns out he, like me, is a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters. Casey Jones is my man in those games. How about you guys?
I'll give a shout out to Diane M. Martin. That's at diehard11 on Twitter, because flattery gets you everywhere. And what did you mean exactly by saying he's an authentic European retro gamer? Yeah, what does authentic European mean? Like, he's actually from Europe?
Yeah, but I mean, the flavor of his criticisms and his thoughts, it has a regional flavor to it. Like, he knows about things like the ZX Spectrum and the Amiga 500.
So stuff he would be the resident European.
He could be. I didn't mean to, like, generalize or stereotype or, like, minimize who he is, but as a basic contribution, I, for one, appreciate his other region take on things. If that's so horrible.
It's all right.
Horrible. Okay.
I was just wondering. Just making conversation.
It was a weird way to put it. He's authentically European. Like, I doubt his Europeanness or something. I gotta be careful how I say that word. Hunter, shoutouts.
What? Oh, sorry.
What are you doing over there?
Just hanging out, man.
Just chilling.
Okay, so first off, if you wanna say that Waldo's graphics are bad, you have to blame the hardware.
Yeah.
So you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net. My indie game review blog is iamericm.com. And my Twitter shout out goes to Jason Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Lamb.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row. That guy's a mention.
I'm on
monster.
Fire.
There you go.
He's on
Thank
fire.
You. You know what? Terrible. I'm also going to give a shout out to Jason Lamb.
There you go.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lamb.
Who is this guy? He sounds great.
I don't know.
Very, very popular on this show. Thank you, Hunter.
No problem.
Right. Yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter for some reason, I can be found at Nintendo_legend. But, more importantly, listeners, please remember, you can email us at podcast@onemorecastle.com to send us discussion questions or theme suggestions. Remember to vote in the Retro Showdown poll. Please leave comments on the podcast page as well. And finally, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!